And this is August 26th, 2004. We're going to try to go through this in one live take, the complete history of the development of punk on New York's Lower East Side from 1950 to 1975. We start with Harry Smith in 1950, a beatnik weirdo living in New York City. His huge collections were insane, of Easter eggs and paper airplanes and rare records. He had about 1,000,060. To change America through music was his hope, and to make some money because he was broke, he compiled a triple-decker collection of songs from his records, released as the Smithsonian Anthology of American Folk.
On Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, the great ship Titanic began to reel and rock. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down?
Smith's plan began to work as foretold. This weird music began to take hold. It sparked an interest in these forms of life underground from the norms, and soon millions of folk records were being sold. By the early 60s, Dylan Bio's Phil Oaks were doing intellectualized copies of the old folks. Then one strange folk band downtown called the Holy Modal Rounders began to make it more anarchistic with weird voices and drug jokes.
Mom's out there, switching in the kitchen, and Dad's in the living room, fussing and a-bitching. I'm out here, kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts reeling and walking, inside voices start squealing and squawking. Floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing euphoria.
In 64, that was. Then in 65, Lou Reed and John Cale in a Ludlow Street dive had a similar musical spin, also on acoustic guitar and violin, with even more New York Street drug jive.
Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, chasing our women around.
Pardon me, sir, but nothing could be further from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear, dear friend of mine.
I'm waiting for the man.
In 65, the Rounders met other beatnik intellectual thugs on East 10th Street who called themselves the Fugs. In April, they were recorded by Harry Smith doing the punkiest songs yet to exist, lo-fi noisy shit about poetry, sex, and drugs.
I don't have a bedtime, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bum. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, then you should take lots of amphetamines too.
Smith recorded two live Fugs sessions, including Tule Kufferberg's amazing nihilist song, Nothing.
Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday and Thursday, nothing. Friday for a change, a little more, nothing. Saturday, once more, nothing. Fucking nothing. Sucking nothing. Flesh and sex, nothing. Church and Times Square, all a lot of nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing.
Nothing.
The Fugs were real poets with real topics to speak out, and through the underground scene, this crude music could leak out, beginning the punk idea that anybody could do it without needing much musical ability to it, and this new crude music was soon labeled Freak Out. In 66, the Fugs signed to New York label ESP. The same label put out a band called The Gods, spelled with a Z. The Gods accomplished the feat of making even the Fugs' music sound sweet, with the least musical folk rock racket in history. Far from the West Coast hippie scene, New York underground music was far from mainstream. It was intellectual, but noisy and hectic, and then the Velvet Underground went electric and made folk punk more beautiful and more extreme.
Tom, waiting for the man. Got $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man.
Nothing could stem New York's strange folk punk tide. In 68 came David Peel on the Lower East Side. He recorded an album in the street, screaming and sloppy. Danny Field signed him to Elektra, sold almost 1,000,000 copies, with songs like I Like Marijuana and Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker, inside.
A mother, where is my father? Where is my brother?
Strangest of all, on East 10th Street in 68, were the duo Silver Apples, who managed to create two futuristic albums of noise, rhythm, and poetry, creative to the point of underground obscurity. It doesn't sound like punk or anything else, but it sounds great.
Oscillations, oscillations, electronic evocation, the sound of reality. spinning magnetic fluctuations, wave on wave configurations that dance between the poles of sound and bind my world to song.
The Stooges were a freak-out band in Detroit, and folks ignored them until Danny Fields brought them to New York and had John Cale from the Velvets record them. While most acid rock was turning into progressive, the Stooges instead pushed the raw and aggressive, and Iggy Pop sang about degradation and boredom.
1969, okay. All across the USA. Another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
1970, David Peel's second album came, with some amazing songs and some a little lame. In most pre-punk histories, Peel gets forgot because he was a hippie singing songs about pop. But his second album is the first album with the real sound that electric punk rock became.
We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die.
And even though it was 7 years before it was something the Clash would do, Peel mixed punk with reggae and the amazing song I Want to Kill You.
1, 2, 3, 4. You call the people of the future generation. Ah. You call the people in a world of aggravation. Ah. You call the people in a life of demonstration. Ah. We gotta change the world before annihilation. Ah. Kill you and I'll have a little fun. I am out to murder you. I'm going to attack. I am gonna kill you. You're the monkey on my back. Oh, I wanna kill you.
Kill, kill, kill.
I wanna kill you.
Kill, kill.
In 71, Lester Bangs first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. 72, Lenny K puts out the 60s garage comp Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes of it. The punk rock would soon come to mean something different from what Lester and Lenny thunk.
They meant raw 60s pop songs. I feel depressed, I feel so bad, 'cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Lenny K was also a guitarist who began playing music with an East Side poet named Patti Smith, who would use it to mix wild poetry with simple rock stuff, like the Fugs in a way, but less rough. A postmodern way to take high art and low art and fuse it.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Gloria, Gloria.
72, 73 is when the New York Dolls start mixing trash and drag fashion with a pure rock and roll heart. The David Johansen, Johnny Thunder sound mix old style simple rock with the new New York underground and sort of define the moment when stupid on purpose became the new smart. The Lower East Side began punk fashion as well, with ripped clothes and spiked hair worn by a poet named Richard Hell. Hell was in Television, The Neon Boys, The Heartbreakers, The Voidoids, and he wrote the song that gave the new 70s punk generation its first anthem yell.
I was screaming, get me out of here, before I was even born. It's such a gamble when you get a fish. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine, it's for the wall that I set a place. 'Cause I belong to the blank generation, but oh, I can take it or leave it each time. I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
74, CBGB starts having punk shows with Television, Patti Smith, and the Ramones. 75, punk fanzine begins then. The whole thing moves over to England. England steals all the credit. That's how it goes. The end. This is Jeffrey Lewis, Jack Lewis, our friend Tyler. Thank you.